The decision issued Tuesday morning allows the state to overrule the town of Barnstable as well as the regional Cape Cod Commission and issue all 8 of the local permits a developer needs to build the 130-turbine Cape Wind project. This past April, the federal government gave the go-ahead for Cape Wind's construction in about 24 square miles of federal waters in Nantucket Sound, but Tuesday's ruling dealt with a heated jurisdictional issue between a state board and local government. Back in 2007, the Cape Cod Commission denied Cape Wind the permit it needed to bring its power transmission lines to Cape Cod, saying the developer had not provided the information commissioners needed to make a decision. The developer then appealed to the state's Energy Facilities Siting Board, which said it had the authority to overrule the local boards and wrap all the necessary local permits into one super permit, thereby taking local government out of the debate. In Tuesday's 4-2 decision, the state's top judges sided with the Facilities Siting Board, saying it indeed could overrule community opposition and grant the permits necessary for construction. While federal court challenges are still pending, Tuesday's SJC ruling appears to diminish local authority when it comes to permitting energy projects, while further bolstering the likelihood that Cape Wind will be built. One remaining hurdle for Cape Wind is securing state approval for a power purchase contract it's crafted with power distributor National Grid. The state's Department of Public Utilities is expected to hold hearings about that contract beginning next week. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran in Woods Hole.